Sayyida Zainab was the oldest daughter of Imam Ali and Sayyida Fatima, and therefore the granddaughter of the Prophet Muhammad and Sayyida Khadija, peace be upon them all. She was also the sister of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The name Zainab is made up of two words, Zain, adornment or beauty, and Ab, father. Zainab therefore means the adornment of her father. Sayyida Zainab alayha salam was given this beautiful name by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, himself. Sayyida Zainab had all the noble qualities that she inherited from her grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, her father Imam Ali, and her mother Fatima, peace be upon them all. Therefore, she was the highest example of honor, chastity, dignity, and truth. Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam was extremely knowledgeable, chaste, and patient. Our fourth Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam called her a scholar without a tutor. Imam Hussein alayhi salam respected and valued his sister's piety so much that when he was leaving her for the last time to go to the battlefield, he said to his sister Zainab, "Do not forget me in your midnight prayers, Salat al-Layl." Sayyida Zainab alayha salam was very close to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and she played a very important role in the tragedy of Karbala. The message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not disappear in Karbala because of her and Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. During the days in Medina before the tragedy of Karbala, Sayyida Zainab alayha salam used to hold classes for women and teach them tafsir of the Holy Quran. She exposed the reality of the corrupt that was polluted with all kinds of crimes, sins, and transgression on human rights. Sayyida Zainab alayha salam was taken as a prisoner to Kufa and Sham, and she spoke before the tyrant governor Ibn Ziyad in Kufa and before the tyrant Yazid in Sham. Her speeches were so powerful that many people remembered the sermons till today. After the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam were released from the prison of Yazid in Sham, Sayyida Zainab alayha salam held gatherings to mourn for her brother and let everyone know what Yazid had done to her family. Sayyida Zainab alayha salam is therefore the one who established the practice of majalis among the Shia of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. Sayyida Zainab alayha salam left behind a message of courage, love, and self-sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she continues to inspire millions of people to this day. She passed away from grief and is buried in Syria, where a large masjid and shrine stands today, and over 1 million people visit her each year.